Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you that might be helpful if you are bored. Are you bored? Have you got anything to do right now? Or are you flopped in a big pile of cushions and blankets all piled up on the floor? And do you feel more like a fish than a person? I'm asking because that's what's on the cover of this book. It's called Bored. It's written by Felicita Sala. And it also is the condition in which I find my co-host. There is a pile of blankets and pillows, and he is flopped upon them. Let's talk about it. Today's story is read by Mommy and Kitty Seal. I know his name is Kitty Seal because he told me previously, but it turns out that Kitty Seal cannot talk. Can you make any sound at all? Like a cat and a seal barking. That makes total sense. 100% checks out. Let's read. Rita was bored. She was so bored. She couldn't read or draw or think. Her toys were boring. Her room was boring. Even the view from her window was boring. She was so bored. She wasn't even hungry anymore. Which was the first thing she usually was when she was bored. And in the pictures, we can see she's got a lot of stuff in her room. Don't you think? I mean, there's lots of things to do in this room. Like, first of all, tidy it up. Good heavens. She was so bored. She even did 6 loud yawns, making sure everyone in the house heard her. She was so bored, she started jumping in front of the mirror quickly to see if she could surprise herself. She couldn't. She was so bored, she started swinging her arms around like fans, and then she added stomping with her feet, and then she added popping sounds with her mouth, and when her brother walked past her room and said, "Geez, you're weird, Rita." Oh, yeah, we can see that he does look like he thinks that about her. She was so bored, she stretched her body as far as it could go to see if it could reach from the tip of her bed to the top of the door. It wouldn't. She was so bored, she repeated the word bored 100 times until it didn't sound like a word anymore. And you can see in the picture, it says board, 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 board. And then she got bored of that too.
I'm bored, Rita sang. Really, 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 really bored.
She stretched the word bored with the deepest voice she could find until her breath ran out. She was so out of breath that she had to stop and lie completely still. Her brain felt like a fuzzy rock. After a while, she started to wonder how many other bored people there were out there in the world. She imagined that she and all the other bored people were invited onto a bus that would take them to a special place, a non-boring place, just for bored people. And in the picture, we can see them all getting into a bright double-decker kind of orangey red bus. And there's a lot of them. And some of them are doing very strange things. Wouldn't you agree? But on the bus, everyone was bored. So the bus driver made them sing a song. The one about the wheels going round and round. Mm-hmm. Except, instead of singing it, everyone yawned it because they were so bored. The cat didn't like that. Seal cat, excuse me. And then everyone was yawning so loudly that they started to swell like balloons, full of that gassy, boring boredom, and suddenly everyone was floating up to the sky, including the bus driver. They look like little balloons floating through the air, don't they? One of them says, "This way!" And away they go, floating across the sky like big, fat balloons of people full of boredom gas. And as they were floating along, they spotted something shimmering down below, which sparked just enough interest for some of the boring boredom gas to seep out. And one by one, they gently wafted down towards their destination. But as all the commotion settled, they realized they were still, well, bored. However, they have reached a beautiful place. It says, "Welcome to Bored Island." And islands are usually a lot of fun, don't you think? Maybe? Let's see. Mm-hmm. Islands are usually a wonderful time, unless you are in an island full of dangerous things, like those flesh-eating flamingos from that episode of the Tuttle Twins. Yeah, remember that? Yikes. A housewife from Florence was so bored that she began to play with driftwood. Three grannies from Sydney were so bored that they started a band. A high school student from Mumbai was so bored that her yawn turned into a yodel. So she accidentally figured out how to communicate with whales. And in the picture, we can see her yodeling, and the whale in the water below her off of the island goes. Three representatives from the Japanese embassy were so bored that they started to dig a hole. Down and down it went. And in the pictures, friends, we can see they find not only a pirate ship and pirate treasure, but it looks like dinosaur bones, too. A pair of twins from Brazil were so bored that they just sat there staring at their watches. They stared so hard that they actually warped space and time. And friends, it looks like they have time traveled to the days of knights. And they're having a jousting tournament, maybe. What do you think? One professor from Cairo was so bored that he started playing I Spy and accidentally discovered three new galaxies. Similar things happened to Bob, the mechanic from Ohio, to Britta, the Swedish accountant, and to a baby named Hugo, and to James, Loretta, Pietra, and Lee, and Rita. Wow. Rita was so bored that, "Rita, come down to dinner!" Wait, what just happened?
Wait, Mom, I can't.
Why not?
Because I'm really, 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 really busy,
she says. And in the last picture of this book, my friends, I cannot tell you enough how wonderful this book is. She gets to fly on a dragon away from Bored Island. I don't know if she's going to go back to it or not, but it's wonderful. And you know, I would like to point something out. Do you think it would be boring to discover a new galaxy?
No, of course not. Do you think it would be boring to time travel? No, of course not. Do you think it would be boring to discover a cave with a pirate ship and pirate treasure? Nope. How about if you could discover how to talk to animals? Or form a band? Or build something? I think, really, that all of these things that happened in her imagination show us that Rita was not, in fact, bored at all, but in truth, she was creative. And I love that, don't you? When you ever feel bored, instead, I want you to imagine what life would be like if you went to an island and discovered all sorts of wonderful things going on there. Create your own bored island, my friends. That's my advice. And put me in there. And put Philip in there, right? The seal kitty in there. A seal kitty. Wonderful things to think about. And that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.